to God that you speak to our hearts today. Speak, O God. Because we know when you speak, the mountains speak. When you speak, we know that the things that have beset us are no more. Because your words are light. Hallelujah. And how can a man receive deliverance? It's by receiving your words and hearkening to your words. This is the only way to salvation. Father, we humble ourselves at your feet to listen this very hour. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Can we sit down, please? God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us just be focused these very few minutes I'll be here. And let us see what the Lord has got to say to us in this hour. The Bible says, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Hallelujah. They are new every morning. Every morning your faithfulness is seen in the people. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand that when we hear the words of God, they are not just mere letters. They go beyond the letters, because when you hear things like the morning, what happens in the morning? What happens in the morning? People are awake in the morning. Those who are asleep are awake in the morning. Praise God. And their awakening in the morning shows the act of faithfulness of God. Praise God. Of course, we should know by now we are speaking a spiritual language. Because we are speaking of the awakening. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about the manifestation or the awakening of the sons of God. The revelation of the sons of God in this very day. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell you the truth, the working of God's Spirit in His people today, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is a Spirit that is working in the people to quicken them and to awaken them. Praise God. Because we are going to be discovering that everything that we ever need is simply to awake into reality. Hallelujah. To awake into reality. Jesus Christ says, the hour is coming. Now he said this 2,000 years ago. The hour is coming and now is. When those who are sleeping in their graves will what? Awake. Hallelujah. Why? Because they hear the voice of the Son of Man. They hear the voice of the Son of God. It's like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Praise God. The voice of the Lord is like a what? A trumpet. Praise God. You know your voice is like a trumpet. Your mouth is a trumpet actually. Praise God. Those of you who ascend upon Mount Zion to sound the trumpet are those who proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said the hour comes when those who are asleep will hear the voice. Hallelujah. They will hear the voice of truth, and those who are asleep in their grave will awake into life. Praise God. But somebody say, what do you mean? What do you mean by the grave? Who are those who are dead? It is written that all have died in what? In Adam. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22. Hallelujah. Are you there? 1 Corinthians, that's the New Testament. Chapter 15, verse 22. He says that for us in Adam, all, did he say so? All in Christ Praise God. You know, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Praise God. And the faithfulness of God is what sent Jesus to deliver man from the power of death. Hallelujah. He says that the last enemy to be destroyed is what? What is the last enemy to be destroyed?
Death.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He has been manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And that work of the devil is what has subjected man to the grave, to death. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the faithfulness of God is what brings an awakening back. Praise God. Into that life that God ordained for you. Praise God. How many of you have been in this country and you've been going around for years in circles? Not finding rest, not finding solace, not finding a fulfilled destiny. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that I have come that you might have life, and life abundantly. That life is the life of the Father. That life is the life of God. That life is the life depicted by the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden, now you have to understand the Bible. Praise God. You know, at times when I preach, people say that I'm too deep. See, but this is a very simple thing. Praise God. It comes by meditation. Praise God. It comes by prayers. Hallelujah. You know, when we pray, we don't just pray only just for material things and prosperity in this world. You know what we pray? We pray that we might know the mystery of Christ, that I may know him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ told us how to pray. You know, he said, thy kingdom come. Do you know the kingdom of God is within you? Everything that you ever need is all sealed up within you. Within you is a fountain of living water. Within you is the presence, the dwelling of God. But these things have been hidden from man in the fall. Praise God. When you go to see a person in the graveyard, or a person dead, lying in state, you touch him, does he see you? He's lost. He has no awareness of anything around him anymore. That is what death is all about. Death is synonymous to sleep. Deep sleep. Remember Lazarus? When they said that Lazarus was dead, what did Jesus say?
He's
sleeping. Praise God. And Jesus Christ went there to bring him into the morning, to bring him out of darkness, and to call him out. And that is the voice going forth in this hour, calling the sons of God to come back into the light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lazarus was dead, chained. His face was bound with grave clothes. Hallelujah. And Lazarus was in the grave, in the tomb, wasting away, dying, hallelujah, perishing, until the voice, he heard a voice, hallelujah, praise God, oh, hallelujah, and as that voice got to him, Lazarus heard that voice and came out. But something happened. Jesus Christ had to remove what? A stone. That was a stone at the mouth. Hallelujah. That stone is synonymous with the hardened heart of man. Praise God. He says, when that heart of stone be removed, hallelujah. Praise God. You shall turn to the Lord, who is your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when that Lord comes forth, before he says, he comes for Jesus Christ, he says, I am the resurrection. Can we repeat this? I am the resurrection.
I am the life.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the life. There are no two lives. There is only one life. and that life was made manifest through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are called today to be partakers of that divine life of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time. You see, God is looking for a Christian body, a people, hallelujah, who will arise to spirituality. Praise God. A people who will arise to truth. Praise God. A people who will walk in the secret of life. Because it's bringing to light things that have been hidden. It says that nothing hidden that shall not be brought to light. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is your hope today, brethren? Hallelujah. To enter into the morning, you must be awake. And when you are awake, who appears? It's Jesus. Because he says that I am the life. Christ is the image and likeness of God. Christ is the image and likeness of God. He's the very manifestation of God. The Bible says that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily. Everything that is God is enveloped in the body of what? Of Christ. Of Christ, hallelujah, praise God. And today we are called to be partakers of this divine life. This is our calling. Hallelujah. When Paul got up one day and wrote a letter, it is no longer I but Christ. Proving that he was proving that this, something was wrong with him. He says it's no longer I but Christ. What's your name, sister? What's your name?
Chioma.
Hallelujah. Do you know right now it's no longer Chioma but Christ? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now this is our calling, brethren. Amen. This is our calling to walk in newness of life. Paul says, putting away the old man. Hallelujah. Putting away the former conversations. And now walking in that man who is created perfect and holy in the image of God. Hallelujah. And all these things are inside of you, brethren. Hallelujah. You know the scribes and the Pharisees, which actually represent the religious minds. They are very much around today. It's everywhere you go. And they are actually the superstars. The scribes and the Pharisees. They came to Jesus and asked Jesus, where is this kingdom of God? How does it come? How does the kingdom of God come? You know what Jesus Christ told them? He said, that kingdom of God you are looking for is within. It's where? Do you know what it means? That means God's dwelling place. God's, abode is within. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. These things were very offensive to the natural man. These are people who have read books. People who were scholars, who knew everything about the Bible. And somebody comes on the scene and says that God's kingdom is within you. Another offense of Jesus, he says, if you have seen me, that means if you have seen me, you have seen
the Father.
Who is the Father?
God.
That means he said, if you have seen me, you have seen God. Hallelujah. And Thomas will still ask Jesus later. You remember Thomas in Bible? Doubting Thomas. Thomas will ask Jesus, please show us the Father. Show us the Father. And Jesus Christ told Thomas, but I've been with you all this while, and you still do not know the Father. Don't you know that it's the Father in me that is working in me? And if you look, if you go down the verses in that chapter, He says that the works that I do, you will do greater, you will do also. The works that I do, you will do also. You will do this same work that I do. And what is this work that we are called to do? Is to reveal the life of the Father in us. Christ in you. Can you see the focus of the gospel? Is to bring out something that is already in you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When we go around in circles looking for something without us, we don't know that that thing that you are looking for is already. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God is working in you to unveil this thing that is within. Paul calls it a treasure. A treasure that is hidden in what? 18 vessels. It's all about the Christ in the image and the likeness of God. Hallelujah. Every man has to begin to retrace his steps by knowing this mystery. This is what God called me to preach. Hallelujah. It's what God showed me in the heavens. It's what God told me to preach. Praise God. And it's what the gospel is all about. The good tidings. The good tidings reveals this union that we have in God from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He says that where I go is your destination also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We must understand that the path that Jesus Christ walked on earth is the path that every child has to walk today. Hallelujah. He's revealing to us Christ in you as the way back to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No, listen to this word. No one comes to the Father but by no one comes to God but by Christ. It means that we have to put on the new man. You know what Paul says? Put on the new man. When you put on a new man, it's no longer I, but Christ. Hallelujah. So when I walk in here, I cannot but see Christ shining forth in that sister. Because it's a new dispensation. I can't see Christ, anything but Christ, shining forth out of that brother. Praise God. By the Spirit. And who is the Spirit? The Lord is the Spirit. You've not read this scripture before? 2 Corinthians. It says that the Lord is the Spirit. And he that is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. This is in the Bible. You have to do a bit of digging. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. When you begin to know certain secrets of the glory that is embedded in you, your problems will begin to leave you. Amen. You know, I've we've been around for some time, even though we didn't talk. I know, I see people who go run around in circles from pastor to pastor, church to church, and sincerely they are looking for some kind of deliverance. But you know, true deliverance will come as you sit at the feet of Jesus to receive the mystery of life. When you begin to recognize the secret of the Christ in you, there's no bloody devil that can torment you. Praise God. There's nothing on that bend underneath the ground that can get to you. Hallelujah. It gives you the power to walk upon scorpions, serpents, devils. Hallelujah. And they shall have no power over you, because it's the Son of God, not the Son of Man, not one born of flesh or blood, but the Son of God manifesting himself in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you been to places before without talking? And when you enter those places, they tell you that that is the Son of God who've had those experiences. How do they see it? Amen.
Amen.
How do they see it? We've been to places where we're walking quietly to sit at the back, and they come here and say, that man there is a son to see. He's got a presence, a mighty word for the body of Christ. How do they see it? Those spirits do see these things. Amen. So if you will sit at my feet, says the Lord. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my feet. Who's the Lord speaking to the Lord? Is the Father speaking to you? Somebody said, well, are you calling me Lord? Don't you know that you are kings and princes? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you know when God created you, he created in his image and likeness to rule and to reign? Resurrection, awakening, is all about a return to the original plan of God. God never meant for you to suffer. God never meant for you to be miserable. God never meant for you to be a slave to corruption. But you are generated in the glory of God. But all these things have been hidden from man by Satan. Let me tell you, the major work of Satan is to hide this truth from you. The other things are elementary. Those are just elementary things. Once you know the truth, you are free. You shall know the truth. When Lazarus came out of the grave, the truth was loosening him. You know, he had this grave post tied on him. The truth was loosening him, loosening. And he came out. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is what God is doing in this hour. Hallelujah. His faithfulness is reaches up to the heaven. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. That faithfulness leads you into the new day, because you are sons of the day. Hallelujah. Turn quickly. I'm going to round up with Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 was from verse 13. Are you there? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some sit down at John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, who say ye that I am? Now mark that word, I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. I say unto thee, also unto thee, thou art Peter. Hallelujah. And upon this rock, oh hallelujah, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. The keys of David. Hallelujah. Or the kings of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's stop here, brethren. I want you to understand something. This was why he came. Are you listening? This was why he came, to reveal the mystery of the Son of God. Hallelujah. And only the disciples can understand this. Who are the disciples? Who are the followers of Christ? Those who sit down to listen to him. Don't forget that there were multitudes that followed Jesus. Multitudes. They were there getting miracles and getting the bread and doing the almost shalabah. But only a handful will meet Jesus after to ask him, what did you mean by these teachings? Teach us. Let us know more. Praise God. And Jesus Christ told them, he says that blessed are your eyes for the see, and your ears for the hear. Hallelujah. He spoke to the disciples because the disciples are those who are interested in hearing, in receiving, in knowing the secret of the kingdom. The multitudes are not interested. Hallelujah. Praise God. The moment they hear spiritual things, Christ in you, hope of glory, they tell you, well, brother, that one cannot put bread on my table. I'm out of here. See, but people keep forgetting that seeking first the kingdom and other things will be what? Is it your Rolls Royce? Is it your houses? Anything that you ever need will be added to you. Why? Because you are the Son of God. Hallelujah. And you are born to reign. Seek that kingdom. Get acquainted with the kingdom of God. And everything will be added to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who do men say that I have? You must know the mystery. Flesh and blood, which is the natural mind, cannot understand this mystery. I tell you, Jesus Christ walks in today. People think that you just see one holy man, you know, flying in the air and all that. He will come in like me, he will come in like Pastor the Gospel, he will come in like Sister Pastor Ito, he will come in like anybody. Amen. I said something to some people in London the other day. I said, Jesus Christ will walk in here with, you know those trousers that fall down here? You know those trousers that fall low waist?
Low waist.
I can see him coming here with a low waist. I said, the Spirit of God is upon me. I don't encourage you to do that. What I'm just trying to say is that it's not by appearance. Hallelujah. You need the revelation of the Spirit to discern the mystery of Christ. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. You are not born of flesh and blood. You are not human. You are being before this world was. Your existence is before even the best in this natural world. Because he says that before Abraham was, I. And he says that you have been with me before this world was. You, the disciples, you have been with me, in me, before this world was. This is what the Father is bringing back to remembrance. He says the Spirit will bring back to remembrance the things I have spoken. Hallelujah. Because the grave where men languish and perish is a realm of forgetfulness. Where men don't know anything. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they are coming from. They don't know where they are going. But Jesus Christ says, I know where I came from. And I know where I'm going. Do you know where you come from? Do you know your origin in the Father? In glory? God wants to restore you to that place today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The revelation of Christ is the key that will open and loosen you out of the gates of hell. hell and death. Hell and death are the same thing. Look to the Bible, you see hell and death. They are like brother and sister. Amen. Those that death is actually a state of being. Death is not just necessarily when you live or when you die physically. Because what you are seeing in this world today is a graveyard. You are just seeing corpses walking up and down. People are generally spiritually dead in their sins and trespasses. Hallelujah. But thank God for revival. Thank God for the Spirit. He says that the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is at work in you right now, awakening you. Hallelujah. Lifting you up from the mighty clay. Hallelujah. Causing you to once more ascend by the wings of the Spirit back to the pinnacle of Zion. Hallelujah. To declare the faithfulness of the Lord. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything you ever need, I want you to understand, is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. You are not beggars. It's not dead. Praise God. God wants you to know that what I have and everything I have is yours. The prodigal son, remember the prodigal son? Which is actually a parable of man. Every man has come down into the realm of the pigs, the realm of the mud, where they are languishing and perishing. You know, pigs, you know, men are pigs. Canality. You see pig looking down on the earth. Have you seen pigs before? Speaks of the fields, canality. And the prodigal son left his glory in God's kingdom and descended into that realm until he came back to his what? Senses. God is bringing us back to our senses today. Hallelujah. And when you come back to your senses, you hear a voice saying that all that I have is yours. And you hear a voice from heaven saying, he was dead, but now he's alive. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for your words of life. Thank you because you have given us everything that pertains to life and what? Godliness. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, you have given to us freely today so that we can reign in life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I cast out by the mighty hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.